Let's go to Wrigley in Chicago and bring in Kerry Crowley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you today?
Excellent, Marty. I just checked the temperature out here. It's 96 degrees today. So a little hotter than the Giants have played in just yet, but hopefully that'll change by this evening.
Hydrate.
Yes.
That's the key word, hydrate. Make sure you're drinking a lot of fluids out there today. And for the team, too. You know, let's face it, you know, that is a pretty hot temperature. But you're right, it's a night game tonight. It'll probably cool down. Hey, I thought last night was a good baseball game. It had all the elements last night. What was your take on last night?
Yeah, really good baseball game. And for the Giants, the guys who you wanted to see produce gave them big performances. Brandon Crawford was just outstanding last night on both sides of the field. His defense was as good as it gets, and you know, Giants fans know how good it does get from Crawford. Gorkys Hernandez continued to be a catalyst at the top of the order. The Cubs provided formidable competition, and it really was a good game. Wasn't decided until the final out, and all of Wrigley Field was on its feet at the end of the game.
Yeah, and Chris Stratton hung in there, and then Dwayne said it last night. It was fun listening to Dwayne and John for me on the radio last night. I didn't listen to Fox the Fox broadcast, but in the second inning, Stratton, my God, I mean, we talked about command and putting the ball where you want to put it. He was all over the place, but somehow he got out of it because Quintana swung the bat. Was Joe Maddon there last night? What was he thinking about letting him swing the bat? Really, James Wayne was all over
puzzling.
It. Yeah,
it was puzzling. There's no reason to have him swinging the bat, especially when you consider that Chris Stratton threw four straight balls to Jason Hayward, a 220 hitter, entering last night. And so if you're Quintana, just stand up there and wait for a walk, because there's a good chance it might happen to you too. Stratton had walked three guys in that inning, and it was really the most puzzling decision of the game. And I was talking to Andy Baggerly, the Athletic, sitting next to me in the press box later in the game, and we thought that that was really what lost it for the Cubs.
Yeah, I thought it was a turning point. And, you know, there's an old adage in baseball, and when the pitcher comes up in a situation like that, you say to him, look, if you think you're going to hit into a double play, strike out. It's okay. And, you know, you joke about it, but honestly, Joe Maddon could lay the bunt down. He could do anything, the last thing you want. And it did cost him the game. I thought the other turning point, I thought Belt had a great game last night. And I think C-Sheck pitching to him, and he's a sidewinder, as they like to say. Lefties just kill guys like that. And then Belt really put a good swing on a ball away and drove in a huge run with two out.
Yeah, and I believe first base was open at that point.
Yes,
you shouldn't be pitching to Brandon Belt with the way he's locked in. You said lefties hit sidewinders so well, and he dropped one in there. And really, Brandon Belt had two great at-bats last night. The sacrifice fly was what Bruce Bochy thought was really key, and that provided them with the insurance run. Gorkys Hernandez beating the throw home from Kyle Schwarber, and what an arm Schwarber has in left field for the Cubs. And so it was all pivotal for the Giants to get big nights out of the Brandons and Gorkys.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, you know, I say these things all the time. If you're going to be a team, you got to beat a team. And, you know, the Cubs are a team. And the Giants beat them last night at their own game, and that was a good baseball game. The big news out here, of course, Carmen was up there in Sacramento last night and got to see Bumgarner pitch. What's the next step for the Giants? And we talk about this rotation all the time. What do you think the next step is with him?
I think you talk to Madison and you figure out if June 1st is a realistic target. I know that they're talking about Thursday in San Jose and should he make a second rehab start before coming back, but I think you can throw the idea of a third rehab start out the window right now. The Giants need Bumgarner in their rotation. From all accounts, Carmen's account, Alex's, Henry was up there in Sacramento as well. Everyone thought that Bumgarner had major league ready stuff last night. And with the way that this rotation has struggled through the month of May, it would just provide the team with a much needed boost. They're, what, two games out of the division right now. And it's just critical to have him back, not just if he can throw 60 pitches, but to have him back in the dugout, because that's a guy that the defense wants to go play behind.
Yeah, and, you know, the truth is, if he would have gone out last night and gone two innings and walked six people and got knocked around and someone hits a grand slam or something like that, okay, you take your time. But I said this in the beginning of spring training. This guy has come into this season on a mission to wipe away what happened last year, and I think he's ready to go. I hope they – well, my thought is they'll probably give him one more rehab start, but if I – If I'm the Giants, I've got no problem starting him against the Phillies next Friday night.
Yeah, I think it's a very realistic option at this point. And it's good that you mentioned that, Marty, about the way that Bumgarner entered the season, because at this point it's easy to forget how dominant he looked at the end of spring training. I mean, he was really poised for a big start to the year, and Cueto ended up having that big start after an up-and-down spring. But Bumgarner was throwing the ball as well as Bruce Bochy had said he'd thrown it in any spring, and just to see that happen on the final start of the Cactus League play for him was devastating for the Giants and devastating for their pitcher. And, you know, he appears ready to regain that command, regain the form that he was poised to enter the year with.
Yeah. Based on last night, I'd throw him. I just don't. And knowing what we know about him personally, I'd throw him out there. But we'll see what they do. Gorkys Hernandez, you know, and I said the top of the order has got to do something. And McCutchen's been in Wrigley a lot. But look, what can you say about Gorkys? A couple of doubles last night, three doubles at the top of the order for those two guys, and base running by Gorkys. You know, he stopped halfway home, went back. Then he had a hustle home to score on the sacrifice fly. He's played great.
And what's really fascinating is the Giants spend all of last offseason deliberating over how they're going to improve the outfield. They go and they trade for Andrew McCutchen, and they sign Austin Jackson. They think about putting Steven Duggar on the opening day roster. Gregor Blanco was pegged for a part-time role, Marty. And Gorkys wasn't really given a consideration as an everyday guy. He was the fifth outfielder who barely made the team out of spring training. They parted with Jarrett Parker to make it possible. And all of a sudden, it's the end of May, and Gorkys Hernandez is hitting .311. He's playing good defense in center field, and he's running the bases. And the Giants just don't have enough guys who run the bases well. And Gorkys Hernandez did that last night, and he's done that this week. And they should continue running him out there as the everyday starter until he gets exposed.
Well, you know, if you look at the notes today, he ranks sixth in the National League with a .350 batting average this month. He enters tonight's game with seven hits in his last 12 at-bats. He's hit safely in each of his last eight games at 13 for 31, three homers, five RBIs. He's increased his batting average 48 points to .311 by hitting 22 for 65 since April 29th. So it's a pretty good sample size. And I agree with you 100%. I think you forget about center field right now and just kind of concentrate on the rotation, which brings me to our question for you, Kerry Crowley. Ty Block tonight against the giant killer, Tyler Chatwood. How do you see this one?
Oh, Tyler Chatwood has been so good throughout his career against the Giants. But, you know, I've talked to people around Chicago, and they're not certain that Chatwood has the same level of command that they were hoping that he would. And so Ty Block, you never know with him. I mean, he could roll a dozen ground balls, and it could be a great game, and he could pitch him the seventh inning, or he could really struggle the second time through the order. He just has been exposed a few times recently. And, you know, you look at I was thinking this morning, if the Cubs do stack the top of their order with right-handers, Marty, Ty Block is the one guy who I think that you could get away with doing the Tampa Bay Rays strategy of, you know, asking a relief pitcher to start the game and, you know, bring in Pierce Johnson for an inning and then have Ty throw the next five so that he can face more lefties at the bottom of the order and run through the lineup once. And I know the Giants would probably never give it a consideration, but he's the one guy who I think it might be worth looking into.
I agree with you 100%. We talked about it last night, one of our topics. Now, Romo went out there again today, and he got lit up big time today. Yeah. So, you know, it's his fourth start already. He set all sorts of major league records here doing it. But we said it last night, and the question I asked the audience last night before Romo pitched today, if you could bring Romo back and a guy who can just get righties out, would you do it and add him to a staff like this? And, of course, you mentioned Pierce Johnson because I think you're 1,000% right. I think with this guy, the Giants give up so many first-inning runs. With this guy, you could get him out of trouble because righties are .301 against him, 15 walks, 19 strikeouts. I think you're right. So would you bring Romo back if Tampa Bay called?
You'd consider it. I mean, you're not going to give anything up to really get him, but the Rays seem eager to part with anyone of any value, so Romo's certainly providing that for them so far, and I think you do. You got to go with a guy who can get righties out, and that's why I mentioned Pierce Johnson. I mean, He's young. He throws 95 miles an hour. He's tough on right-handers, and I think that if you're going to be creative and considerate, then he's the guy to do it with. But again, I don't see the Giants considering. I think Bruce Bochy's traditional, and he wants his starter to go out there in the first inning.
You know something, it's worth a column or a show, and I know you're going to be with us on our podcast in a couple of weeks, mid-inning relief. But sometimes the Giants have got to think outside the box. They really do, because their starting rotation is way outside the box because they get knocked out of the box all the time. I'm telling you something. It's not a bad idea for the Giants, and you just brought it up, and Block would be the perfect guy to do it. So what about Posey? Let's switch subjects for a minute. Is the hip soreness a concern for you?
He said it's not a concern, but the thing that makes me think it might be a little more serious than the Giants are letting on is that if you wanted to give Posey a day off due to this lingering hip soreness, today would have been the day to do it. You give him a day off against a right-handed pitcher, Tyler Chatwood. It's a night game after a night game, and he was, you know, coming off from Friday, a day game, to a night game, so that's an easier transition for a player. But Posey had good numbers against Quintana. He hit his last home run in 2017 off of the Cubs' left-hander, and he's a right-handed bat that you want in the lineup against a left-handed pitcher, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if Posey is off today as well, and if the Giants are trying to, be a little more cautious with him and not let on that this is something serious.
Yeah, because you want him playing in Colorado. Number one, you want him catching the pitching staff in Colorado. Suarez has got his hands full anyway. Then you've got Samardzija in there and Holland. But against, I don't know if it matters for a guy like Posey, but against Chatwood, Posey is 6-27. So maybe you do say you need another day. We'll take it now and be conservative with it. Well, the Giants have a shot to win a series here and get that second elusive win on the road. So we'll see what happens. Wrigley, boy, the atmosphere, isn't it something?
I mean, this is incredibly cool to see. 41,000 fans all on their feet. You know, the bleachers even beyond the outfield fences across Waveland Avenue in left field, and it's a sight to behold in terms of the baseball world, Marty.
Now, how did you get deep dish pizza last night?
So the San Francisco media ordered deep dish to the press box. Andy Baggerly came up with the idea. He got pizza delivered, and we were off in the corner while the Cubs media was eating the regular food here at the ballpark. We were dining on Pequod's deep dish.
And did Andy pay at least?
We all divided. Right.
Get him to pay, would you please? He's a big star.
He is a big star.
Really? Yeah. Boy, get him to reach into his pocket once in a while. All right. Hey, great having you on as always. And if you've got time tomorrow, we'd love to hear. I don't know what time you get into Colorado, but you've been great.
What a turnaround. Yeah. 7 a.m. flight to Denver tomorrow.
Do you? All right. Well, we're on at noon our time. So we may check in with you, but we really appreciate you being on. You're doing a great job and a lot of fun to follow you on Twitter, KO_Crowley. So, Kerry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. Always have fun.
All right. Have a good day. All right. That's Kerry Crowley. Always a lot of fun with him. Why is he paying? With Andy Baggerly there and John Shea, he's paying?